Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that peeking in my window? You should let some more skin show. And if one of these websites get the info, we could work it out, no Nintendo.
I just hit alt, tab, switching in between two combos. I should just call cabs and bring them both here to the condo.
Yeah, normally it ain't a question. We would cross paths like an intersection, but she just too far away for affection. So I pray that we never lose the connection, cause I remember Stacy, she probably hate me. She used to threaten she had a man to replace me. She talked that shit, I just hit the escape key, and then she get mad and wanna go and erase me. And I remember Amy, she used to aim me. She stayed up late, he used to blame me. She say I'm too wild, she wanna tame me. I told her even Photoshop couldn't change me. But you got me open, girl, why lie? We ain't even trying to settle, so why try? End the night with a kiss and a bye-bye. No strings attached, your love is so Wi-Fi.
The way you bring your light into this room, I love it, girl. The way your legs light up when they're in them shoes. Oh, I love it, girl. The way your lips look after you apply the gloss.
Makeup artist, man, cook cold cash. Plus every good girl wanna go bad. And Playboy mags like Stacey Dash or Kim Kardashian be a lady at it. You know what's the crazy thing? The girls that make you wait longer than AC Green. Passing of the Christ, 33-year-old virgin. That's disrespectful, baby, don't encourage them. I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Persian. Dashiki, kimono, or turban. They say I dress white, but my swag so urban. Trying my luck, I hit her with the text, said, baby, you up? Question mark, and she respond, yes, S-S-I-R. Hard.
You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all already know, y'all, it's another Wednesday night. You know we going in. You know what I'm saying? The nigga about to roll him up something to smoke. I got a little something to drink and this, that, and the other. Y'all know what it is, man. It's time for Cannabis Radio. You know what I'm saying? So to all my dispensaries out there, everybody out there that's doing the damn thing, that's rolling one up right now, because you know, of course, they like, man, I got to roll one up to listen to Fat Man and shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit me up at 760-888-5776. 760-888-5776. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? And everybody out there that's been supporting us. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. I really, really, really do. You know what I'm saying? It's like Fat Man always gets some technical fucking difficulty when he's doing this show. But that's all right, though. We going in. Big shout out to my man, Jay Lyric. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be calling into the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Talking about his edibles and what he do and everything. You know, we're going to be dropping a little something from him today. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to my man and my host, Kenji. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, my man, Big Clint out there doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And Mr. Serve On. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Mr. Serve On. Y'all know we doing the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? It's just coming out Christmas Eve, all right? We dropping that motherfucker Christmas Eve, you know? So, big shout out to Mr. Serve On, Mr., you know, Fiend, Mia X, everybody out there, No Limit, y'all know what it is, you know what I'm saying? We fucking with them heavy and shit, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Robert Allen Parker, you know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, my man, Albert Williams Sr., you know what I'm saying? Happy holiday to everybody, you know what I mean? We doing the damn thing. Big shout out to a very, very good friend of mine, best friend of mine and everything, the mother of my child, Letice Jackson. You know, y'all make sure y'all pray for her because she is in the hospital right now, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So y'all make sure y'all pray for her because I've been praying for her and everything. That's my best friend. You know, she is the mother of my child. You know what I'm saying? And y'all make sure y'all pray for her husband and their family right now, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And for me and my daughter, you know what I'm saying, we kind of, the devil is trying to take over, but like they say, the devil is a lie, you know what I'm saying, and we going to step on his head, you know what I'm saying, and crush him, you know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody, you know, that's been sending me their prayers and their condolences and stuff like that. She's getting much better, you know what I'm saying, but you know how it is when you have these medical issues. This is why we do cannabis radio. You know what I'm saying? To put people up on what's going on. You know what I'm saying? As far as medical wise. Please don't call me while I'm on the phone because I can't answer my phone when you're calling me on the phone. You know what I'm saying? So I can't answer my phone while I'm live on air. So please don't call me while you doing that and this, that, and the other because I can't answer my damn phone. Anyway, we gonna keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, big shout out to everybody that's listening to us. You know what I'm saying? My man Billy Jack Hewitt over there at Least Flea. You know, I always get that name fucked up. My man Mr. Trincy Davis, Big Feeve. You know what I'm saying? Cosmic Kitty Kitchen. You know what I mean? Greener Grass, and shout out to Street Life Mob Entertainment or Street Life Mob Productions. You know what I'm saying? And of course, American Airlines, my people. They've been doing the damn thing for a while, you know what I'm saying? They've been, taking care of your boy West Coast and everything, you know what I'm saying, with his medical needs. Imperial Edibles, shout out to them. Fire Squad, 702, Luck Factor, 0. The 420 Nurses, you know what I'm saying? Mexicana Marijuanas, you know what I'm saying? Dabbit Carts, New Life Distribution, you know what I mean? Of course, my man John over there at High Vibes Company. Big shout out to my man John. Big shout out to my man Little Flip 713. He was on the show. Of course, Blast Extractions. My man P Funk Extracts. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man P Funk. Of course, Bong Boy LV. You know what I mean? Man, we got everybody up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl Azalea. You know what I mean? She doing this damn thing. Shout out to Trendsetters, my man Boss Everett. Shout out to my man Kenji. I don't know where he at. He going to be calling in too. You know what I'm saying? We got a little bit of everybody calling in. Shout out to Joey Apples out there. You know what I mean? My man Callie out there in Tacoma, Washington. You know, they doing it real big. Shout out to Honey Badger. You know what I'm saying? You want to get your dab on, make sure you get with Honey Badger. You know what I'm saying? And I Supply 420. You know what I'm saying? So these are all the people, you know what I'm saying, that fucks with your boy on Wednesday night, you know what I mean? I got hella motherfucking dispensaries and shit like that there. But like I say, y'all, If y'all want to hit me up at 760-888-5776. That's 760-888-5776. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a little break, pay some bills. We're going to come back in just a little bit and get into our topic. You know what I'm saying? Our topic tonight is in certain states with medical marijuana, painkiller deaths has dropped significantly 25%. Okay, so if that means if medical marijuana is doing the job that it's supposed to do and you can get off painkillers, trust me, I'm one of them. I used to take Percocet, all right? I used to take that oxycodone shit. That's the derivative of a Percocet. If you can't afford the actual medication, they have a knockoff, which is oxycodone and everything. You know, and I was taking them motherfuckers. They was giving me 168 pills every time I got a fucking prescription. A nigga was balling, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't taking no fucking 168 pills or no fucking Percocets and this, that, and the other. You know, I'm just going to let it be known. You know, I was serving up the block like a motherfucker and this, that, and the other. You know, some was $10 a hit, some was $5. It depends on what day you catch me on and this, that, and the other. But to let people know that this medical marijuana shit works and it does what it said it's supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? People, please don't hang up the phone because I'm not getting to you. Y'all have to realize this is a radio show. It takes time. I have an opening monologue. I have things I have to do. I just don't jump into a radio show and start taking phone calls and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But we got a special song that we're going to be breaking tonight, you know what I'm saying, by my man Jay Lyric. Y'all ladies really want to stay tuned for that shit because that shit knocks. But like I was saying, don't get off topic. Like I was saying, you know, I'm off of painkillers due to medical marijuana. Okay, so if I can get off painkillers, you can too. It's more to it than just sitting up and smoking marijuana and smoking weed and shit and getting high. It's all about if it can stop the pain. It's all about if it can stop the seizures. It's all about if it can stop those headaches, if it can stop anxiety, if it can stop congestive heart failure, if it can stop arthritis. Then damn it, why don't we make it legal worldwide? Because we all know that marijuana is an herb. Okay, it's a healing herb. I don't know what the fuck everybody else is talking about, what the fuck everybody else is doing. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you need to stay a little loyal to the people that's been teaching you. Sometimes you need to be more, and you need to have more loyalty in your system. You need to have more loyalty and believe in your government legislation. But we can't do that shit now. But we do have a man in office that glorified everybody's paper route and let you get legal enough to sell this shit out your house and grow it. You can't be mad at him about that. You know what I'm saying? So listen, you got your boy coming to you. You're going to be right back. We're going to get back into the topic and everything like that. Like I said, once again, you're listening to Cannabis Radio coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. And tonight's topic is in the states with medical marijuana, painkiller deaths has dropped by 25%. Let's talk about it here on Cannabis Radio.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher. Girl, you look so good, it's to die for. Ooh, that pussy good, it's to die for.
It's a secret society. Oh yes, it's trash.
My resume is real enough for 2 millennium. A better way to make a way, start defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, living now.
Sir, leave it now. On your pulse, I can see the end. Gas on the fish, like a premium. Hard laughs on a bitch, on the fast. I ain't been a bad bitch, but before any cash came, I'm a savage. Kinda carrots, so my name, run the Atlas. I'm a natural, I'm a rich.
I'm a savage, I'm an asshole, I'm a king. Shimmy ya, shimmy ya, shimmy ya, rah. You can tell your nigga he can meet me outside. You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost so. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done see forever, all a real nigga won't.
Love's gonna get you killed, but pride's gonna be the death of you.
Trust me.
All I want is loyalty. 10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chillin' only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't start? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or your loyalty to yourself in the pants? I said, tell me who you're loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would smile for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what
die
for.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is
loyalty. Damn, no switching.
Okay, all right, big man, you want to make some big bucks, huh? Let's see how tough you are. You know something about cocaine? Dígame! You kidding me or what, man? There's a bunch of Colombians coming in Friday. Two guys. They said they got two keys for us, for openers. Pure cocaine. You tell them capiche. I want you to go over there, and if it's what they say it is, you buy it and you bring it back. You can do that, you make $5,000. Meet at the bodegas, noon Friday. You get the buy money then. Oh, and Chico, if anything happens to the buy money, Jesus is gonna stick your heads up your asses faster than a rabbit gets fucked.
I'm making short-term goals when the weather falls. Yeah, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bell money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, IS's, fully loaded, yes. Bouncing in the next Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup running, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up. Can't knock the hustle.
But do you think you are?
Damn.
Baby, one day. my slang. I'm deep in the south, kicking up top games. Bouncing on the highway, switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your words fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, strap. You better learn why I play with fire, burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. Collect spread like germs. I got extensive holes with expensive clothes. And I sip fine wine to spit vents and slows. But y'all don't know. Yeah, 'cause you can't knock the hustle. Lunching, punching the clock. My function is to make munch and lay back munching. Sipping Remy on the rocks. My crew, something to watch, nothing to stop. Unstoppable scheme on the ice. I gotta hot your crew. I gotta let you niggas know the time like Movado. My motto, stack rocks like Colorado. Auto off the champagne, crystals by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not, though. Me, slick like a gato, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. He tried to get a nut and he got a nut. And what? Straight bananas, can a nigga see me? Got the U.S. Open, advantage jigger, served like Sampras. Play fake rappers like a campus, the Tigra. Son, you're too eager, you ain't having it? Good, me either. Let's get together and make this whole world believe it, huh? Admire Raymond, screaming, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment. Until we even, leaving, as long as I'm breathing. Can't knock the way your nigga eating, fuck you even.
My man Jay-Z and shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't knock the hustle. Y'all know how it is and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy coming to you live and direct, your boy West Coast, a.k.a. the Fat Man, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, we are doing it so big out here, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, tonight's topic is, you know what I'm saying, in states, medical marijuana painkiller deaths has dropped significantly by 25%. You know what I'm saying? It says right here, Americans has a major problem with prescription pain medications like Vicodin and Oxycontin. Overdose deaths from these pharmaceutical opioids, I fuck up the King's English and this and the other. From this pharmaceutical shit has approximately tripled since 1991. And every day, 46 people die of such overdose in the United States. However, in the 13 states that passed laws allowing the use of medical marijuana between 1999 and 2010, 25% fewer people have died from overdose and from overdoses annually. Okay? So this is an ongoing issue. This is an ongoing thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people out there that's getting off the painkillers and all of that shit and everything, and that can go to the medical marijuana. Now, this comes from Newsweek, all right? You know what I'm saying? And this, it says, the difference is quite striking, says study co-author Colleen Berry, a health policy researcher at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore. The shift shows up quite quickly and become visible the year after medical marijuana was accepted in each state, she told Newsweek. So why are we getting the last end of shit? Why are we getting the ass end of shit, like Big Mama used to say? You coming in on the ass end of the conversation and everything like that. If this plant, something that was created by God himself, if this plant can do all of these wonders, we can make clothes out of it. We can drink it. It's good for your health. We produce certain THC and certain opioids and everything in our system and everything. We produce that stuff naturally. But the government wants to tell us, no, you can't smoke this shit. You can't have this shit. We don't even want you looking at this shit. You know what I'm saying? In studies published today, August 25th, in JAMA Internal Medicine, researchers hypothesized that the states where medical marijuana can be prescribed, patients may use pot to treat pain, either instead of prescriptions or to supplement them in many, thus required a lower dosage that is less likely to lead to fatal problems. I don't know nobody that done died from weed. You know what I'm saying? And if you know somebody that done died from smoking too much weed, I done know a couple of motherfuckers that done passed the fuck out from smoking too much fucking weed and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? We all see that at the party and everything. Motherfucker that just passed out. You know what I'm saying? As with most findings involving marijuana, the public policy, however, not everyone agrees on the single interpretation of the results. Y'all full of shit, if you ask me, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And I don't know, damn, what happened to my callers? I had a bunch of callers here, now my callers is gone, and everything like that. But, you know, but we're going to keep on getting into our research like we're doing, you know what I'm saying? I had some things that was brought to my attention just a few minutes ago by a very good friend of mine. He brought this to my attention and everything about marijuana and seizures and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So I was trying to pull that up. So here we go right here. Like I said, y'all, you know, I need y'all to pray for the mother of my child. You know, we think she had a stroke, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. You know, stress is running around real rampant these days. Everybody, you know, that's doing things and all this stressful shit and the holidays and trying to make sure you got the money right and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure that y'all, you know, kick back, be cool, you know what I'm saying? Don't be as stressed and don't be dealing with the holiday stress and everything. Sometimes let it ride, you know what I'm saying? And you got to be cool on certain stuff. So like I was saying, you know, big shout out to the mother of my child. This show is dedicated to her, you know what I'm saying? Latisse Jackson, we're going to dedicate this show to her, you know what I'm saying? The other day, we had to rush her to the hospital because, you know what I'm saying, she was showing signs of a stroke, you know what I mean? So it says, recent studies on cannabis effects on strokes. Okay, the administering of CBD shortly following an event caused by a 50% increase of recovery of the electrical activity in the brain and a 50% reduction in seizures. Okay, so it says these recent studies of cannabis, you know, the CDB pills. Okay, I've known some people that's taking the CDB pills right now. It cuts down on seizures. It cuts down on strokes. Cuts down on heart attacks. We'd be surprised all what this plant can do. This plant has been a part of history, black history, Spanish history, Latina history. This plant has been a part of history way back before we were even thought of, way back before the 1700s, 1800s, people were using cannabis. The Indians been using cannabis for the longest to help treat wounds, to put it on wounds and open cuts and things like that. You know what I'm saying? They've been using the hemp to make clothes. They've been using the hemp to make certain things and like I said, you know, certain medicines. You know what I'm saying? From back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my Indians. You know what I mean? Because they've been doing the damn thing. So it says CBD reduces acute and epiphalic brain damage when administered shortly after brain event in mice. Now, this is a test going on in mice. You know what I'm saying? It says cannabinoids administered to humans shortly after a stroke reduces infarctions volumes and improve brain function outcome. All right? So, I mean, we got so much that this plant does, and I honestly feel that we're sleeping on it. You know what I'm saying? If you got something to say, hit us up at 760-888-5776. You know, that's 760-888-5776. Press the 1 button. You know, I know we had a couple of callers that was on the line and this, that, and the other. Like I say, y'all, you know, this is Cannabis Radio. We got to get in here. We got to say hello to everybody. We got to give up our shout-outs. We got to pay our dues. We got to pay our bills. And we definitely, definitely, definitely have to pay our respects. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, you know, call back. You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I mean? We go get into my man, Jay Lyric. He's in the building, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. But we're gonna go back. I'm gonna take y'all back since everybody's sitting back smoking. You know what I'm saying? We getting into the Christmas holiday. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? And spent it with your family and all of that. And you got it in and everything. So I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna do you like this because I'm 187 proof. And if y'all don't know what the hell 187 proof is, that means you're uncombustible. You know what I'm saying? You're unbreakable. You're untouchable. They have a name for it. You're unfuckwittable. You know what I'm saying? When you look at a motherfucker, man, you look here, man. I'm unfuckwittable. You know what I'm saying? This is Cannabis Radio, y'all. This is how we do it on Wednesday. We switching up because we about to go into 2018, and me and Kenji about to light this motherfucker up and smoke this motherfucking blunt. Like I said, y'all, we 187 proof around here. Look, what was you doing when this song came out?
On the corner with the cellular phone, you could tell that the East Bay was his home. More mail than the rest of the pushers, cause he got a Tech 9 in the bushes. And that's how his game was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniel. Had two boys named E and Jack. E had the 9 and Jake the AK. Clocked on a street called Hennessy. Robbers with another brother named O.E. E had a freak and her name was Jim. Had a brother named Juice doing time in the pen. You couldn't tell that Jim was a freak though. Knocking boots with the dope dealer Cisco. E and J knew tonight they'd come. With two fat boys named Cardi and Run. They capped Jack freak and the sight was scary. She was all bloody and her name was Mary. Officer Martini wiped up the body. And all fingers pointed at Run and Bacardi. And Jack told Jack the hotel. So Jack tried to bail Juice out the jail. But O.E. had the judge on a payroll clock. So Jack shot the judge up and broke Juice out. And everybody's talking about Gin and Juice. Juice shot Gin cause the freak was loose. Now E is shook thinking they ain't gonna get me. I round up the posse and call up Mickey. Mickey was big, he only sold 8 bars. Had 99 brothers up against the wall. E and J found out he made the call. So E and J and Jack and Juice and I and Jamal. They went into the morgue and Mickey paid the bill. Got the money from his bra working Strawberry Hill. Jack and Juice said Mickey wouldn't survive. But Mickey was slick, he had a Coke 45. And now he's wondering how he got the word. It was the neighborhood Rhino Thunderbird. To wonder how the murder rap got so much juice. It was 187 proof. Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out. Eyes after Thunderbird. Time for the hurricane, he said word. Thunderbird in the alleyway, wearing a beanie. Trying to get a skit from the cop, Mr. Martini. St. I screwed off Thunderbird's top. Spilled his drink and gave a swig to the cop. But it's too late, Martini knows it all. Mickey and his boy OG was slanging eight bars of cocaine to the strawberries on the hill. So when he asked for juice, he got a quick fill. Mickey had a boy on Bourbon Block. The murderous cop killer, Mr. Peppermint Snot. Mickey had a thing about nosy cops, and it made Mr. Peppermint lose his top. Martini off duty, waiting for the night train. Didn't know his wife Champagne would ever see him again. Peppermint Snot's creeping with the Colt 45. Gotta peel his cap for the train to arrive. Gotta stay low and brow. Here comes the train. All aboard, said the engineers, Rollins and James. There was a trip from the train and then a gun blast. Martini fell on the ground. There was a big splash. Mr. Snops got up because the cops chased him. St. Ives and Mickey in a vet, waiting in front of the station. But you know Jack and Juice was undercover. And Jack was mad because Mickey shot his lover. There was a big shootout and Mickey got Juice. He couldn't hang with the 187 proof. Juice is flattered and St. Ives had took a fall. And then Enzo smoked them all. Check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? That was my man. That was my man, Spice One. You know what I'm saying? 187 proof. Y'all remember that back in the day, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But right now, man, I got the man on the phone, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, I got him on the phone and everything. He was calling in and shit and hanging up and shit and this, that, and the other. Other than that, I got my man, Jay Lyric, on the phone. What's going on, man?
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on with the West Coast?
What's going on, man? What's going on, man? What's popping with you?
Oh, man, not much, man. I couldn't get the hang of that. I was wondering how the damn radio show worked, bro. But I got the hang of it. I got, you know.
It's all good. It's all good. If anybody listening right now, I see my man Kenji is definitely in the building. Big shout out to Kenji. My man Kenji on the road, man. He doing this unsigned hype thing, man. On the road, man. We gonna holler at him in just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But right now, man, we're trying to holler at you, man, and see what was going on with you, man. You telling me that you dabble a little bit in edibles and everything, man. Tell us about that.
Oh yeah, man. Well, it's really my girl, man. She dabbles in the edibles heavily. I'm just, you know, the assistant in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely, I'm a licensed bartender in the state of Nevada. So, you know, I definitely know my part about marijuana, man, and about the topic, you know, the CBD and the THC, man, and how it really helps people, you know, and how I get people all the time, man, that come up in the dispensary, man, that are on things like opiates and things like hydrocodone and, you know, really strong medications, man, and they actually wean themselves off of it through CBD and THC, you know, and it's really been a blessing to see that happen in front of my face.
Exactly. I mean, I know I am a cancer patient myself. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, I don't know what's going on with the radio show. You have to hit us up 760-888-5776. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the phone is just ringing or what's going on and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is when the phone lines get jammed up and everything. You know what I mean? But back to what you were saying, you know what I mean? To be a bartender in Las Vegas and everything, what type of knowledge do you have to take on, and what type of knowledge do you have to know to be able to do that, to work for these dispensaries. I know you can't disclose too much, but just kind of give us a skim around the top.
Well, I mean, for the most part, man, you need to know the basis of marijuana, where it comes from, what is THC, what is CBD, what they really help with. Because a lot of people don't even know, you know, a lot of people, and I get them on a day-to-day basis, they come in and just say, hey, what's your strongest shit? And then you're like,
right.
You know, you're like, that's not the way you want to think. That's not the way you want to shop. The way you want to shop
okay.
on marijuana as far as the THC side, if you're looking more so for something for pain, if you're looking for something that's for sleep, for appetite, you're looking for something with high myrcene. That's terpene that's found in marijuana. So you're looking for high myrcene, which is found in most indicas. So anybody who's
okay.
looking for like pain or you know, appetite or even to ease the nerves, even for depression as well.
Right.
They're looking for high myrcene.
Okay.
As well as carophyllene. Carophyllene is also a terpene inside of marijuana that is very uplifting. And these
mm-hmm.
are things that you want to look for in your marijuana instead of going in and just saying, hey, what's your highest THC? That's not the way to shop at all.
Right. Right, 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 right. Big shout out to my girl, Delicia. Delicia with her little cute ass and this, that, and the other out there in Chicago. Chi-Town is definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, I got my man Kenji on the line. He's out there representing that Akron, Ohio, you know what I'm saying? He's going around Ohio, you know what I'm saying? my man on the bus doing deliveries on the Greyhound bus and this, that, and the other. He making sure his mama and his parents is taken care of, man. Mad respect. That is the big homie. Big shout-out to Kenji and big shout-out to Delicia. Yeah, I know you hear me now, sweetie, and this and you know, that pretty smile out there representing the Shy and everything like that, man. So this is one thing now. You just turned me on to something new because I didn't know that they had something for depression. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you don't know, Jay. I know last time, you know, this is the first time you being on the show. I'm so glad that you're on the show and this and the other. This is a very, very, very talented brother, people. I'm telling y'all, we're going to get into a song in just a second and everything, but, you know, just to give you a little case of my background, you know, I've had open heart surgery, so I do, you know, I deal with congestive heart failure, arthritis, I have anxiety, I definitely deal with depression, you know what I'm saying, and things like that, you know what I'm saying, and this shit ain't no punk. You know, people think
mm-hmm.
dealing with this shit on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying, and you wonder why I'm always in this damn apartment, you know, which I'm starting to get out now and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, and everybody think because I'm on the radio and I'm turning up and this, that, and the other, that I'm up in the club popping bottles. You don't know that person that's standing right next to you could be dealing with depression to the point to where they're trying to commit suicide. I didn't know that there was a strand out there that I could smoke that would give me, I guess, put me in a different state of mind than depression. Kind of explain
yeah,
that, because that's interesting to me.
Yeah, definitely, man. Really what a lot of, you know, just to give you a little rundown about me, man, I just lost.
Make sure you're speaking into your phone. Make sure you're speaking into your phone. You're fading in and out.
Can you hear me a little bit? A little bit better?
There we go. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, man, just to give you a little rundown of me, man, I recently lost two people to suicide in the last
okay.
6 months. You know, two people that were very near and dear to me. You know, rest in peace, Matt Murch. Rest in peace, Rocky. Man, it was a kind of crazy, man, you know, because I went through my depression as well. And the things that you really want to look for in your marijuana when you're down, when you're depressed, you want to look for things with a high carophyllene, which is a very uplifting
okay.
and a very happy, giggly feel. You know, it's the things that a lot
okay.
of people associate
okay.
The giggles with. You know, you laugh a lot.
Okay.
Carophyllene is also associated with pain, the pain as well, but it needs to be associated. It needs to be combined with myrcene, because myrcene is the number one pain agent inside of marijuana.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
definitely.
Well,
yeah. Now, CBD is going to be the total opposite THC and that high feel. CBD is gonna purely touch those CB1 and CB2 receptors inside of your brain and go down to your body, and then that's gonna give your body that numb feel and also heal the pain as well. So CBD is a total different thing from THC.
Okay, so. I know you can't go, no, man, I can't make no medical suggestion, but as your suggestion as being a bud tender, being in this industry, knowing, seeing, and I'm pretty sure you've probably seen the experience, then would we be right or should we take the chance of giving, like I said, the mother of my child, she just had a stroke, and it says give her the CBD pills. And everything, because her
I wouldn't do exactly CBD pills. Reason being is because CBD pills are going to take a little while because they're going to have to break down inside of, you know, your stomach. I would give her CBD tinctures, which is a pure extract of CBD oil, and you take that, put it under the tongue, let it sit there for a second, and then take a swallow. And once you do that, you can get your dosage of CBD that way. And that's a quicker way.
Wow, brother. I didn't know. Boy, I swear. You'd be surprised the people that you meet and the shit that they know and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Because when me and Jay together, we look like two thugging-ass motherfuckers and shit. Motherfuckers be looking at us like, y'all ain't up to no damn good and shit. You know what I'm saying? But to sit out and when you finally sit out and talk to this brother, man, it's a beautiful thing to find out that they're the young black youth. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm 48 and everything. You know what I'm saying? So me and Jay got a little age between us, but to find out that there's a brother out there that's ahead and that's thinking and that's doing the research and everything to be on top of his game. It just ain't all about just always he in the studio doing music and this, that, and the other. He's actually building. What we're talking about is a legacy for himself, for his girl. They work together as a team and this, that, and the other. Big shout out to his girl because she definitely in this nigga corner and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So big shout out to her, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Okay, so listen, let's get into this single that we talked that I've been building everybody up for, man. Tell everybody about this new single you got coming out.
This new single, man, it's been out since Thanksgiving, man. Don't worry if you haven't listened to it. This is your chance to go check it out right now, man. You need to go to YouTube, type in J-Lyric, that's J-L-E-A-R-E-C. It's going to pop up. The same is going to pop up. It's produced by Nave Manjo, man. Big shout out to Nave Manjo, man. Double XL picked him up, man. I hope Double XL picks him up for the cover, you know. Man, we about to make some major moves with this single right here, man. This single has been long waited for, but it is a jam. It is a dance single, man. It's a song that you can put on in front of anybody, and they're going to love it.
Out
since Thanksgiving, major work has been behind it. Nave Manjo put in hours and hours of work behind it, man.
Right.
I put in hours of work behind it, man.
Yes, you have. And Unsigned Hype has been behind the promotion since it's been out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and so we've been putting in our work too. But I know I got my girl Delicia out there. She's Miss Love. She's out there in Chicago. How you doing, Miss Love? She know. She says she listening and this and the other. She'll let us know if this is a banger or if it ain't. So yo, to my man Kenji, who's on the Greyhound bus right now. We gonna get to Kenji when we get back, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we about to get into my man J-Lyric, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And what's the name of the single, bro?
The name of the single is "The Same," produced by Nave Manjo.
What if the same thing happened to you? opinion be the same? Hey, if your mama thought you different, girl, would your opinion be the same? Hey, why you out there tripping, girl? You should be on a mission for a change. Hey, but your opinion still the same. I'ma still want you. What if you got a different view of life from my side? Would you argue and try to tell me that you're right? Would your opinions be the same if I told you I believe in you more than you do?
To the show, I know you're listening, man. I'd leave Akron,
exactly.
But it's time to get back to business. I'm in Cambridge,
that's
Ohio,
right.
Waiting on the bus going to Columbus. Then I'm gonna stop in Cincinnati on my way to Atlanta, on my way back to Nashville by Tuesday. Boy, I tell you, boy, the business
man,
never stops. But at the end of the day, but man, we on Cannabis Radio, and we still. I'm gonna hear my phone, folks, and
all the people
that's listening.
Hold on, you broadcasting live from the bus station, ain't you?
Man, I'm at the bus station. I'm in Cambridge, Ohio. I'm sitting looking at Dollar General, Verizon Wireless. I'm at a Sheez Fresh Food made order, son. If you need your food, come to Sheez, son. I'm in Cambridge, Ohio, on my way to Columbus, son. I'll be there at 10:30,
exactly.
And we're going to keep it moving, son. But again, we on Cannabis Radio, man. We thank West Coast, man. Unsigned Hype. We man, listen, that song. Hey, we gotta pump that
man,
song on Unsigned Hype, but
that
song
hot,
is hot.
That's hot. That's
real talk.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, on some real shit, Jay.
Yeah. Make me want to sing, man. Don't make me sing, man.
You know what? I can hear them dropping that in the club around about 1, 2 in the morning and shit.
Yeah, we turned up, Sonny.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, they blazed up one and shit. He's sitting there and they dropped that motherfucker just right. Shit, that'd make you get up and go find a bitch. That'd be like, come here, girl. Hey, girl, check this out.
Hey, come here, Sonny.
You be trying to holler at her before the song over and shit, because your shit ain't going to be right unless you got that song playing in the background, so. You know,
listen, then you go over to the DJ. Hey, man, play that song one more time. Here go Bill for you.
Play that one more time.
I was just in there. Let's play one more thing.
You know what I mean? Shit, I had my Mac on. You know what I'm saying? So yo, man, how long you done had that song?
Say it again?
I said, how long you had that song?
Oh, man, I had that song for a while, man. I had that song sitting in the archive for a minute, man. I can't even give you a time frame on it, man. It's just, man, like, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, how artists actually work, man. We do a ton of music. We do a million songs.
Yeah, we
and
do.
Then we'll choose one song and throw it out there for you.
Amen.
We got a million different things in the archive, man. So, you know, don't think that that's just the only thing that's coming, man. It's a million more things coming, man. Jay Lyric, you know it.
Man, that's what we do it, man. That's
what
we do it.
I like what I hear, my brother. I definitely like what I hear. It made me want to go sing. I may even have you produce me. Don't get it twisted, people. On Cannabis Radio, Unsigned High, please. Batman got some stuff. I got some stuff. Amen. Listen. Hey, Fat Man, we might do me and you on an unsigned hype R&B night. Like, okay.
Yeah. Well,
you heard it first on Cannabis Radio that Jay Lyric is going to produce us on Unsigned Hype Radio, Fat Man and Kenzie. Yes, no, I'm kidding.
Exactly. I told you, Kenzie, he got a song called Miss Me With The Bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so, you know.
No, you got a song called Miss Me With The Bullshit. No, you don't.
Oh yeah.
Yes, he do.
Hey man, get that song to me, dog, because we that need to be a national anthem. Miss Me With The Bullshit, dog. Come on, dog.
Yep.
That's like a come on, man.
I told you that night when I got back, I was like, yo, man, I went to Jay's studio, nigga. This nigga got a song called Miss Me With The Bullshit. He telling the bitch, he talking to a bitch
what?
Like, look here, you wasn't there when you said you was supposed to be there, and this, that, and the other, and the hook is like, Miss Me With The Bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, get that song to me. Like, when we need to do it, listen, Miss Me With The Bullshit. you don't need to beat my ears up over there. Just Miss Me With The Bullshit.
That's our thing. So
don't beat
like,
my ears up over here. I don't need the beating up my ears, please. I heard everything else. At the end of the day,
exactly.
Miss Me With The Bullshit.
Miss Me With The Bullshit. Check it out. AJ, man, tell everybody where they can find you at and download that and where they can get it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, right now, it's exclusively, you can go to go to music. The link is right there. Go to music. The link is right there to the YouTube. Or you can go directly to YouTube. Type in JLEAREC. It's going to pop up. You can Google that. You can jump on Google and type in JLEAREC. And you can find any one of my social medias. You can find a lot of the songs I've done, a lot of features, you know, from No Limit. You know, shout out to No Limit Flight, man. Shout out to Servon, man. You know, we didn't put in work,
right,
man, a long time. So, man, you know,
Clint,
shout out to everybody out there. No Limit, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody put in work, man.
Servon has been under the weather. So, Mr. Servon, we pray for you. We're praying for you, brother, that you feel better and this, that, and the other.
Yes, sir.
If y'all don't know,
what's up?
If they don't know, they already should know. The mixtape is coming, you know what I'm saying? Unsigned Hype, you know? Unsigned Hype's greatest, you know what I'm saying? Which Jay Lyric going to be on the mixtape. Myself is going to be on the mixtape. Albanus is going to be on the
mixtape.
I mean, we just got a a host of people, man.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Simmons right here. I'm at the Greyhound bus station getting on the bus. We're on a radio show right now. So we'll give him Mr. Simmons on Greyhound bus station. I took it right down. Say what's up, Mr. Simmons. You want to say what's up? Ring around. All right. Well, we out here at the Greyhound bus station again. We got Mr. Simmons over here. He over here taking good care of me. On my way to Columbus, Ohio, man. Hey, man, the song is hit.
Shout out to On Time Entertainment. Shout out to our sponsor.
That's Mr. Simmons from the Greyhound. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And everything.
On Time Entertainment. Albanus. He over there in Sweden.
Albanus over there in Sweden. We picked up a couple of more countries this week, which we'll be revealing that this Saturday. And everything, you know what I'm saying? Because Unsigned Hype is growing, man, by leaps and bounds. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really got us working over here, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying, y'all? This is Cannabis Radio. You got your boy Fat Man.
Yes,
and, sir. Kenji coming at you, you know what I'm saying? We got my man Jay Lyric. We're going to pay some bills, y'all.
Jay Lyric in the building.
You know what I'm saying? And
let's pay some bills,
y'all. We got Jay Lyric in the building. We doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do it like this, y'all. I'm gonna take y'all all the way back like this. Let's take it back, y'all.
Run! You're out of full whack, get the crowd full on. You're the kind of
calling in and everything. You know what I'm saying? Right now we got a let's take this caller. We got a 316 number. I already know where it's coming from and everything. Yo, what's going on? Who is this? This is Robert Allen Parker.
Man, this is Robert Allen Parker, Mr. Street Soldier. What's
oh,
going on?
Oh, we jerking, shoulder. We jerking, shoulder. We jerking.
What's
going
on, man? Man, salute. We in Wichita, Kansas, man. Just working, listening to the show, tuning in, man. Cannabis Radio, man, is spreading. A lot of people been getting in the inbox like, man, I'm calling, tuning in. I just want to give y'all a big salute, man, for doing what y'all doing.
Hey, we jerking, shoulder. We jerking, shoulder.
You know, we just trying to make sure that you know we shed some light on the right way of choosing your cannabis, you know, for medical reasons
right.
or recreational reasons, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everything,
oh,
you know what
that,
I mean? And,
that,
and to be able to spend your money wisely, what to do.
Right.
You may have a grandmother, grandfather, or a father or a mother, you know what I'm saying, that's going through something right now, and you want to give them the best care, and let's
right.
face it, fellas, a lot of this medication is too fucking expensive to even get and everything, you know what I'm saying? When my mom had her congestive heart failure, one of her prescriptions was fucking $87, you know what
yes.
I mean? And it was like, what the fuck is
yeah.
that, you know what I'm saying? But my mom didn't believe
yeah.
in the CBD pills, or she didn't believe in smoking marijuana or anything like that. She thought that was a sin when, in all actuality, it would have saved her life. If I honestly believe it would have saved her life because it saved mine. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So we're here to educate. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man Jay Lyric for coming on. Now, this is a black man
yes,
coming
sir.
On the show.
Yes,
and
thank you, Jay.
Letting us know, you know what I'm saying, and letting us know what's really real and what we should be
what
really
it is, Adam.
What, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. We have to start and Kenji already made the announcement last Saturday. This is a takeover, man. This is
yeah.
a takeover. And everything. You know what I'm
saying?
I'm
on a bus right now.
I want to
cuss, but I can't cuss right now. So, yeah, it's a takeover. Beep, beep,
yeah,
beep, beep,
yeah,
takeover.
It's a motherfucking takeover.
It's a bleep,
you know
bleep, 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 bleep,
bleep. You know what I mean? So, you know, everybody puff their fist up
hey,
in the air and this and the other, because this is the year of the black man. You know what I'm saying?
And we jerking. And we jerking.
You know what I mean? And we jerking. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to even make it wider than that. I'm going to make it wilder.
Underground heat, Charlie.
You know
what it is.
This is the year of the man, period, no matter what color you are. But I need the people of my color, the men of my color.
Come on.
Instead of taking a step forward, I need you to take five steps forward.
Come on.
That's a woo-woo. That's a woo-woo.
You know what I mean? That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
That's a woo-woo.
I got respect for everybody. But the people that I fuck with and the men that look like me, and when they wake up, they're the same color I am, I need you to take five steps forward. And for all my black ladies that's listening right now, I need y'all to fall back because you don't wear the pants.
Oh,
Okay? Now, on that note, everybody give a shout-out to this and the other. We got 16 minutes left in the show.
Go ahead, Robert. Out of Parker, jerking. He jerking. Go, Robert. Start it out. Start jerking.
Salute, Kenji, man. Cannabis Radio, Unsigned Hype Radio Show, jerking, man. Ever since that I've had a chance to be a part of, just to be around and learn, I've learned so much, man. So salute to y'all for doing what you're doing. There's not many people out here that got the right mind in their heart and really helping people and spreading knowledge like y'all doing on so many different subjects and levels, man. So I just want to give y'all hats off and a big salute to y'all, man. Much respect. I got so much respect for y'all, man. So my shout out, go to y'all, man. Salute to y'all, man.
That's what's up.
Hey,
what's
man.
Up? That's what's up.
We're going to go down the line. We jerking. We on
Jay,
underground
Jay.
Heat.
Go ahead, Jay.
We on cat, huh?
Go ahead, Jay.
We on cannabis radio.
Out.
We on unsigned hype. we going to salute West Coast because he's the innovator. He every time I look at that Martin TV show and Little Richard come on there, I think about West Coast. He ain't got a high pitch voice, but he's the orchestrator, the innovator. Every time I see that show, I think about West Coast and knowing he do it, man. So we thank West Coast. And we
gonna
have fun.
I ain't never won nothing. They ain't never gave me nothing. All they did is sing for me. That's all they've done. That's all they did is sing for me. I ain't never won nothing. Shut up. Y'all laughing. I ain't that funny. Man, I love y'all niggas, man. We the only motherfuckers that get on the radio show and talk as if we sitting in the same motherfucking room and shit and drinking and smoke this shit.
I'm on the bus.
People don't realize we in several other states.
Right. Man, I'm on a bus. I'm on a bus. You in Las Vegas and Robert Eagle. Y'all silly.
Man, look here. Man, I love this shit, man. I want to give a shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out.
I'm on this bus, man. I'm trying to keep.
I want to give a shout out to y'all, man. Because it's like, you know, y'all the one that motivates me. You know what I'm saying? Now that I've been fucking around with Jay, you know, Jay getting to where he calls me in the morning. Yo, nigga, what you doing and shit? Get up. This and the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you already know. We gotta talk about nine times a day.
We gotta motivate each other. You know, we gotta motivate each other.
We in different time zones.
In different time zones and everything, but that's all right though. You know, I got Jay out here.
Eastern
time
zone, Central time zone, Pacific.
You know, and everything. But
mountain
time
zone. We need somebody in the mountain time zone. What's the mountain time zone?
That's all right. But my thing is this. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to close this out. Thing is this. We're going
to
motivate each other and everything. We're going to motivate each other. We're going to do this damn thing. Everybody
get ready. We jerking,
Shorty.
We jerking.
Everybody get ready for this mixtape. This mixtape is going to be something epic. But in all seriousness, the loved one that you have that may be going through a stroke, that may be going through anxiety, depression, I deal with depression. I've already put that out there and everything. Make sure you call them on the holiday. It makes a very big difference from them getting a phone call from you than not getting a phone call from you or getting a text from you. Stop texting motherfuckers on the holiday. Pick up the phone, and I'm bad at that myself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to pick up the phone this holiday, and I'm going to take a step forward. I'm going to take a couple steps forward.
I'm in the studio working on the holiday.
And everything. Yeah,
amen. Cannabis Radio.
I'm gonna be over there working with you. You know what I'm saying? We gonna still take time to call them loved ones and this, that, and the other, and everything like that. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to nobody.
Amen.
Shout out to baby mama. You know what
shout
I'm
out
saying?
To my mama. I have fun.
Yeah,
with my
shout
mama.
Out.
Shout out to my
mama. Shout out Jay Lyric's mom.
I have
you know
fun
what
with my mama.
And of course. And of course,
yes,
Robert Allen's mother. He talks to her all the time. Robert Allen's mother is a minister.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We shouting out mamas all around the world.
Shout out to all moms. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all your mamas.
Shout out to the ones that passed too. Shout out to ones that have passed, and we gonna give reverence to
the ones that's here.
Shout out to all moms.
But this is what I want to say before we get up out of here. Like I said, make sure you call your people. I know it
call
may be
people.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? I know it may be shit that
Amen.
May have went down a couple of years ago or whatever, and everything like that. Sometimes you got to be the bigger man. Sometimes you got to be the bigger woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Make sure you call a loved one or someone that you know that's dealing with cancer, that's dealing with anxiety or something like that, and turn them on to something new this year of 2018 so they can get off of these pills. These pills ain't no joke. I just got off of Percocet. And Kenji will tell you the story because Kenji know he's the only one that I call. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is to, when it's all said and done.
We talk 9,000 times a day, 9,000 times.
Hey, without a doubt, you know what I'm saying? My thing is this. When it's all said and done, we're going to sit back, shut up, and be humble. We out of here.
Be humble. We humble. Be humble. The young guy, the young guy.
Wicked and weakness. You got to see this. Yeah.
I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lives, in fact I'm down in this. Douce with my boo babe tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westy World with my bake stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be humble, sit down.
Who that nigga thinking that he running on lemon? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the lemon. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. Make a play, fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch and polo sack. Ayy, this shit way too crazy. Ayy, you do not amaze me. Ayy, I blew cool from AC. Ayy, Obama just paged me. Ayy, I don't fabricate it. Ayy, most of y'all be faking. Ayy, I stay modest about it. Ayy, she elaborated. Ayy, this that Grey Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk. Ayy, watch my soul speak, you let the med talk. Ayy, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ayy, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
You know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money though.
Hey!
Raindrops,
drop
top,
drop top,
smoking on cooking the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot dot dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Kah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Kah. All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a coupe.
Cool.
I take your bitch right from you.
You,
bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo.
Beat on her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog. Woo.
Skrr.
I take
tell that bitch to come for me. I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we did the most, yeah. Pull up and goes.
Woo.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker.
Wow.
Holding up out with no holster.
Wow.
Rid the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Court side with a bad bitch. Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the oozing.
Nah.
Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just now. No smash
that.
Hop in the limb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath, baby. Raindrop,
drop top,
smoking on cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Cry.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Cry.
Four, I'm dropping muddy out of space. Kid, cuz, introduce me to your bitch as wifey, and we know she slept. Broke a brick down, nutty, buddy, now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you.
Huh?
Draco, bad and bougie. I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me boobies. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey.
Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up. These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they busting for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way. I used to trap by the subway. Yeah, that way. Young nigga trap with the AK. Yeah, that way. Big Dyko, get a dope Macy.
Gray.
Raindrop.
Drop top.
Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking.
Fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Cry.
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
What? Yeah.
I'll shoot back to the bone.
Hey,
wait. These niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones.
Hey, what?
Yeah, hey. Huh? Switching my hoes like my flows.
What?
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Same color t-shirt.
Mama told me,
ayy,
not to sell work.
Mama,
17-5, same color t-shirt,
white.
Mama told me,
ayy,
not to sell work.
Mama,
17-5, same color t-shirt.
Yeah.
Young nigga poppin' with a pocket full of cottage.
Yeah.
Whoa, chemo, stop it, chopper, aimin' at your noggin.
Yeah.
Had to call the addy, then the chopper had to chop it. Niggas pocket watchin', so I gotta keep the rocket.
Yeah.
Neck, water, faucet,
water,
market. Birds mocking, at pint stocking,
at
neck, keep biting,
neck,
wrist on hockey,
hockey,
wrist on rocky,
rocky,
lot of niggas copy, huh? Thanks, someone can stop me,
no one,
bitches call me poppy,
bitch,
Sachi, that's my hobby,
Sachi,
got it on a nolly, pocket, rocket from a rally,
clap,
one off in the